Hit Sound Ideas, I'm Mike McCurdy. Grocery stores have been offering online shopping and delivery services for years now. But of late, separate companies have begun offering the same service using the stores. Vendors such as Fresh Shop, Ocado, Grub, and Grubhub are making inroads. Some investment firms are projecting a 79% growth in the total U.S. home delivery market over the next 5 years. And there's a new player in Bloomington Normal. Instacart just began service in the Twin Cities and in Peoria last week, offering same-day delivery service. Victor Savachet is an area manager for Instacart. Savachet tells GLT's Charlie Schlenker his outfit is rapidly growing as well.
We are in over 50 cities in the U.S., and our goal is to be able to reach over 80% of American households by next year. So really, it's super simple to use. If you're a customer, you can go on our website, instacart.com, or download our app, our mobile app, the Instacart app, and you'll select your favorite grocery store that you like to shop from. And what we do is we partner you with one of our personal shoppers. They'll get your order, and they'll go ahead and they'll shop the order and deliver the order at the time that you request it. For the first 30 days that we're launching here in Bloomington, we're offering a free membership, an express membership for all new users. And what that is it's a free delivery service, unlimited deliveries for the year.
How expensive is a membership in normal times?
So in regular times, it's $14.99 a month or $149 per year.
One of the challenges to online delivery services is that the people who most need it, the elderly, the people without transportation, the sick, are least able often to access and use the internet. How is that surmountable?
So that's a little bit of a misconception here, because although we do help, we do serve, you know, elderly or people who are disabled or injured, we serve all types of people. So there's a lot of folks who are, you know, parents who would have that have young children that it makes it difficult for them to go to the grocery store. Also, you know, just working parents who or just working people who want to come home and spend the little time that they do have at home doing things that they enjoy, spending time with their kids, or just not doing the chore of grocery shopping. But going back to your original question, we have had many customers who shopped for their grandmothers, or they shop for, you know, someone that has that need. And we even have some customers that do it across the state. So we had one customer in Denver who ordered online and does it weekly for her grandmother in California. So we've seen several examples like that. But we also have a lot of customers who are offices, companies. So usually like office administrators, office managers, you know, that's time for them that they save working in their office, getting work done versus going to the store and buying the coffee, the snacks, the water, the things like that for the office. So I know here in Bloomington, we have a couple big companies like State Farm, which I think is going to be one of our customers who, if they try our service, I think they're really going to enjoy it. But also they'll gain a lot more time back in their day.
Obviously, you make money from the memberships. Is there also a per delivery fee?
Correct. So the delivery fee is $5.99 per delivery for an order of $35 or more. But we also have other revenue streams with other companies who will advertise on our websites. So other things like that.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Victor Savachet, an area manager for the startup in this area, at any rate, delivery company Instacart. How crowded is this concept getting? We've seen Uber, an app-based taxi service, and there are lots of restaurants that have delivery services, but not so many like you that have a collection of stores and services under your umbrella that you can choose and have it delivered as sort of a larger package of things.
I think it's rapidly growing. So, like, I'll take our company for example. Right now, we're in about 50 cities. I started with this company a little under a year ago, and we were only in around 25 cities. So we've almost doubled our size. And if you just look at the online grocery delivery landscape in this country, less than 2% of Americans have used online grocery delivery. So that leaves tons of room for growth. That's what we're doing here in Bloomington. You know, we've been in Chicago for a few years now, but we're not only launching in Bloomington, but all of Central Illinois, Springfield, Carbondale,
Peoria.
So we're, and I think there's just more room to grow. So we're definitely going in that direction. And Instacart has established themselves as the industry leader in online grocery delivery.
Amazon just bought Whole Foods. How are you going to respond to that challenge?
So I can't really speak to that. I don't have a lot of information to that. So what I can tell you is that we have a lot of partnerships with other retailers. We're super excited to launch here in Bloomington and the rest of the Midwest. And just a couple stores that I can mention here, the stores that we serve in Bloomington is the Chinooks, Binny's, Petco, and the CVS locations. So if you go on our website, you'll see all of those stores. You'll be able to select whichever grocery store, whatever store you like to shop from, and we'll deliver that for you.
Victor Chavachet is an area manager for the online grocery store, drug and alcohol delivery service, Instacart. He spoke with GLT's Charlie Schlenker. Investment firms say they project online grocery delivery to rise from $43 billion this year to $76 billion in 2022. And online delivery usage is booming not just for millennials, but also for the 35 to 44 age group. It's Sound Ideas.